Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Good Mountain, South Florida.
It is your boy Frog Boy. Stepping in for Show Pony on the Tobin and Leroy show here. He will be back tomorrow, out again Friday, so your boy will be back here again Friday, but we're going to make sure that we enjoy today. We won't take it a moment past today. We will enjoy our lovely Wednesday with Leroy, of course, holding things down from the Horde Studios. How are you, sir?
Oh, what up? I'm good.
So, and Brittany, how are you?
I've been up 5 hours already. I'm ready.
5 hours?
Yeah, man, because I had to, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
When I was doing my appointments, you know, for my yearly.
Yeah.
I thought I did my blood work on Thursday at 7. But
right.
I did it on Tuesday, the same day I did another test.
Ooh.
When I was doing it after so I didn't really pay any attention till I went to confirm it and realized it was the day before, that it was yesterday, evening. So I tried to reschedule, couldn't reschedule till next week. So somebody said, why don't you just walk in?
Oh, yeah.
So they opened at 6.
Yeah.
I got up at 5.
Oh.
Got ready. It's like 10 minutes away. Got there about 9:45. I was 10th in line.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
What time did they wake up?
Jeez. They weren't open.
Nah, I know. But like still, the people that were in front of you, what time did those people wake up?
I don't know. So got in there, and then they made an announcement.
Yeah.
We see 60 people an hour.
What? Okay.
Walk-ins, it's going to take you a minute.
Yeah. So that would mean you're like 61, or in case somebody didn't show up.
I was 2. So I ain't say nothing.
Yeah.
I went in there. It was like 5 minutes out.
Okay.
Then I had to go to PT.
Which is up the street from that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not far from there. So it took me like 15 minutes to get to PT from there. And then I was at back home. I was back home by 8 o'clock.
All right. You know what? This has been a couple positive days. Like, I thought that, again, yesterday's story and today's story was going to begin with how much of a horrible experience you had. But no. It's only 2 days.
No. No, listen. I like, when I go somewhere and it's weird. Let me say this. Should I thank someone for good customer service when I expect to get good customer service? Right?
Yeah.
And I'll use me as an example. Right? I would say this. When I would play football and people would say you had a good game, I would always think I better or I won't have a job. So it wasn't like I was doing anything extra. It was I was trying to keep my career. You see what I'm saying? If you go to a restaurant and you pay top dollar for food or whatever you pay, right? Should you, and you give a good tip, should you also say, thank you, you did a great job of service today? I mean, isn't that an indication of by the tip? So I don't know, like, and so I, when I explain, you know, when I tell the story, I was very grateful that, you know, how the situation went, because I know at, you're talking about a place at 6 o'clock in the morning, the waiting room is packed, right? And like, they were very nice. And so, yeah, I was very like excited about how it went, you know, and I don't know, maybe it's me and how I thought about my job, because, you know, if I never did a good job, I would get booed. Right. So,
yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't know. Like, so I think I'm scarred from that, you know, when I just say, hey, when people say good job, I'm like, well, that's my job. If I didn't do a good job, I wouldn't have this job.
Well, another person on the hot seat on whether or not he's going to do a good job is Mr. Chris Greer, who we are currently awaiting him to be speaking with the media. Mm-hmm. I am on the YouTube channel right now waiting for him. It seems like we're not the only person who starts a little bit after 10. Mr. Greer has yet to touch the podium yet. So we will wait for that. In the meantime, we will update you on the official 53-man roster.
You don't have it yet?
Yeah, no, I have the roster. I don't have anything new that Chris Greer may be saying right now.
It won't happen until 4 o'clock this evening.
No, I thought it was yesterday.
Yeah, but you got to wait to clear waivers.
Heard. I got you.
24 hours.
Well, nothing after we got off the air yesterday of significance happened with the Miami Dolphins. We'll definitely break down the full roster.
So we'll be able to talk about the practice squad and the signings tomorrow, because there's a period of today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, where they're going to be right. All those guys they try to hide at the deadline yesterday.
Well, right. That's why I said if you have a guy that you're kind of interested in keeping, you don't want to release him in space.
Yeah.
You want to release him with the whole group, so maybe you'll have a chance to put him on the practice squad. So that's why the guys that – usually the guys that get released early before 4 o'clock, like your backup quarterbacks, your guys that your veterans that you want to give an opportunity to go somewhere else before the chaos, right? And so you kind of do it that way.
Now, a few notable names, if we're looking around the league, to a few names you may mention that were that didn't make the cut. Cam Akers, Saints running back, who probably best known for his time with the Rams in the 2021 Super Bowl season. Another name that you may recognize, which I thought was interesting because I know that he came back and chose this team to then be cut by them, Hunter Renfro of the Panthers. Thing about Renfro is he was, you know, regarded as one of the best route running wide receivers in the NFL. Unfortunately,
you see the Panthers traded Thielen back to Minnesota.
Yep, I did see that as well.
Which is crazy because if they cut Renfro and didn't trade it, they must have, you know.
They have something.
They got something.
Yeah, they feel comfortable enough to get rid of the veterans, which is interesting. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he was released by the Seahawks. He turns 31 this season, so that's not necessarily a shocker there.
Well, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
This is a something that has plagued running backs for years, right? That once you get to 30. Like, oh, no, 30. But why is it now creeping into other positions?
Because
we have identified running back as being the most physical or one of the most physical positions on the field, right? As far as contact, hits, or whatever. And so your shelf life might be a lot shorter. I understand that. I get that. So I've always accepted that a running back over 30, for whatever reason, you know, they hesitate on paying them. But why is this now creeping into other positions? Like wide receiver, like
corner. At this point, once you get to 30, cornerbacks, you're old.
We've seen cornerbacks play till they're 35, 36 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hit you with a back in my day because my day isn't that old, but I did see these cornerbacks age. At the very least, they were given the chance to age. I saw a second chapter of Darrelle Revis.
Right.
You know, I saw all these cornerbacks that eventually sometimes, and you've seen it before, they'll transfer to safety because they can't keep up with the mobility of a corner anymore.
Right. That's
now they don't even have the chance.
You know who's famously did that is for San Francisco.
Ronnie Lott
came in.
He was a corner before?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
People don't realize Deion Sanders played safety when he went to the Ravens.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do. Right? It's crazy that he was actually still able to compete at that age.
What people don't realize is when he had that foot surgery, he basically got his big toe fused.
Oof.
So he was like playing safety on a plank.
Yeah.
He had the same injury as Juice, OJ McDuffie, that ended his career, but Deion kept playing.
Speaking of Deion, it has been confirmed that Shador is the third string quarterback in Cleveland.
But we knew that when they cut Pickett.
Yeah, but he could have been second. You never know. He could have been second, but he'll definitely, unfortunately, be third.
Can I just say this?
Yes, sir.
We talk about egos in football with players, and players have egos and whatever. Management has egos too. And let me explain something to you. If they had drafted Dillon Gabriel, and this is not a knock on Dillon Gabriel, in the third round, and Shador in the fifth round, and Shador beat out Dillon Gabriel, just say that to yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
You see, like calling somebody two or three at this juncture in their career. And I've said this all the time, like where you get drafted is your starting point. It's not your finish point. People get so caught up in where people get drafted, right? First round picks, second round picks, third round, fifth round picks, whatever. And people label you based on where you got drafted. And I'm like, go look throughout the league, man. There's a lot of stars in this league that were not drafted in the first round. And we need to get over that. That's just your starting point. That is, you know, we prospected you and rated you this high. It doesn't mean that that's what your career is going to be. And so we got to get away from that. We got to get away from, oh, he was a first rounder. You know, Anthony Richardson was a first rounder.
Oof.
And here's the problem. They drafted him solely on potential and his workouts, right? But the dude only played 1,500 plays of college football. The average is anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000.
Oh, wow.
That's just for, you know, maybe a little bit less than that. So you know that he's going to need that development somewhere. And then you bring him in and throw him in the starting role. So where do you think he's going to get those other 1,000, 1,500 plays to learn? On the biggest stage. And so we all call him a bust. But is he? Because I'll ask you right now, Marcos.
Yeah.
If the Dolphins said, you know what? We see something in you. We're going to give you $20 million and we're going to draft you fourth. Are you going to say, I can't play quarterback?
Hell no.
Right.
Suit me up,
so,
sir.
So you're going to be a bust. We
know get you a yard. I can get you a yard for
right,
sure.
Right. But you understand? So we put this on these kids. But let's be clear.
Can I get a yard?
Draft is a starting point. Stop looking at where a person was drafted and determining how successful he's going to be.
I don't think I can get a yard. I changed my mind. Dude, maybe a QB sneak.
Can I just? No.
Tush push.
That, no.
Just throw me. Have someone throw me. We say hike and someone throw me. All right.
No, not. You would not get an inch. And if they did the virtual thing, they would say, now it's second down and 10 and a half.
Yeah. Brittany, what are you drinking? I got distracted.
What am I drinking?
Yeah, I saw you drinking something and it looked delicious.
Oh, it's just an iced coffee.
Oh, I thought I saw whipped cream because I'm a child and I have Airhead Bites for breakfast.
Whipped cream, not, no.
Not an iced coffee guy.
I'm kinda,
are you? You're like a, well, I mean, you weren't even a coffee guy for a while, so I understand.
Nah, you know what made me a coffee guy? When they had the little barista in Vegas.
Yeah, I listened to personal barista.
She was just grinding it up and making them right there with all the little flavors and stuff. Oh,
man, it was do you have a complicated Starbucks order, Brittany?
No, not at all. If anything, what I make at home is more complicated than what I get from Starbucks.
All of them. Or complicated.
Nah, no, and that's really true. All of them are. I don't know the size. Like, how is grande the smallest size? How does that make
grande
sense?
Grande is not the smallest size.
Okay, so, which one's the smallest
that's size? That's where you're wrong.
Tall, you know, is tall the smallest?
Tall is the smallest, and it's grande,
tall,
then it's
how is tall the small? How is tall the small?
You know what I hate when you go to these places?
Ask the Italians.
And they make you use their lingo?
Yeah.
When I say, give you me a minimum.
You
give
can say medium. Small, medium, large. No one's going to be angry with you.
Wait, here's
that's not true. I got slapped last time.
When I go to Cold Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Say, give me a
they're
pint.
The worst.
Gotta have it. I'm like, no, give me a pint.
Give me a pint, damn it.
Yeah.
Just give me what I asked for.
Give me a quart. Love it. I'm like, dude, if you say that to me one more time, I'm walking out here with no ice cream.
I'm going to make you sing, sir. I'm going to put a dollar in that damn
No,
cup.
They don't do that no more.
Which
is also very awkward.
Yeah. I just want to give you the tip. I don't need to. Okay, pause. I don't want to have to hear this be serenaded right. in front of my ice cream here.
Wait, that was a thing. I've never even heard of that.
Oh, yeah, what? Cold Stone.
They would sing.
What?
Yes.
Damn it. My son found my candy. He's good. I want to go ahead and before we go to a quick break, give you our headline sponsor. These headlines are brought to you by our friends over at Doral Hyundai. The number one Hyundai store in the nation just went full beast mode Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. We have an action-packed show. As I mentioned, Chris Greer is currently at the podium. When we come back, we'll give you a training camp report and get you all the details as to what he is currently spewing now that the final roster is set. We got more headlines from around the league. Like, yeah, I think someone got married yesterday. I can't even remember who. Not that big of a deal. Other than that, you know Frog Boy is in the driver's seat. So we have games galore. Today we have a Price is Right. We haven't played Price is Right in quite a time, so... I'm looking forward to that. We're going to learn more about Brittany as she gives us another Why You Always Lying. It is Wednesday, so we got rats off the ship. But long story short, it's an action-packed show. On top of all that, we'll be ending today's show with Michael Yo, who will be calling in. Michael Yo, local radio legend, does stand-up comedy, will be at both improvs this weekend, but also a diehard Canes fan, started his own Miami Hurricanes podcast that's currently doing really well.
Is he from down here?
I believe so, and then he moved to L.A., but I don't know if he worked down here or if he was like actually grew up down here. So We'll find out more about that, the Miami Dolphins, and everything else going on in this crazy world, because it is your number one location for all things South Florida sports, FM 104.3 WQAM. You can catch us on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 5-6. I lied to you. It's no longer that anymore. It's Miami 104.3 WQAM, right? That's the thing. I want to make sure I'm saying it right. Make sure you catch us there. FM, don't forget. Don't forget. Don't listen on that stupid AM dial, all right? I'll let you listen on the AM dial because then I love you. Other than that, you got plenty of ways to catch us, so make sure you do. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back what Chris Greer is saying at the podium.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. My bad, I can hear myself there because I am not a professional, but now I can. And lucky for you, because I have some updates that you're going to want to hear. It is your boy, Frog Boy, filling in for Tobin, who will be back tomorrow, and I'll be back on Friday. Why do we do this weird schedule? To keep you on your toes, Miami. That is Leroy, who has joined us, cracking open a delicious Celsius. What flavor is that, my friend?
Playa
vibes. Oh yeah, I went in recently and had to. All we had is Galaxy vibes, so that's the only option. That is the only option in my household right now. But that's not a bad vibe. Not a bad vibe to
I'll
have.
I tell you what. In order of, let me see how I'm gonna do this. In order of preference.
Yeah.
I like the cherry cola because it doesn't have, it has some fizz, but it's not overly fizz. Then I like Playa. Then I like Galaxy. That Galaxy is off the chain. But then I've kind of cuddled up to Retro Vibe.
Retro Vibe is not bad.
Because Retro Vibe, I like the fizz, but it doesn't have as much fizz as like some of the other ones. So it's like, I like that. So
like that's expert analysis of Celsius flavors here on the Tobin Leroy Show. Just to get you some quotes from this Chris Greer conference that is currently going on, that is going to be your Miami Football Report. And Miami Football Reports are on WQAM. They're all sponsored by the Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges, MDCPS Technical Colleges, offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. All you got to do is call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today.
Hey,
Yes.
You might ought to give them a call and get your little reading class in.
Okay, look, 1 out of 4. Is right. 1 out of 4. Because I killed him yesterday. I nailed it yesterday. Let's see if I can read these tweets better. Omar Kelly, who is front row at this Chris Greer conference, says. This is going to bother a lot of people. Chris Greer said that Cam Smith is going on the non-football injury list. What does that mean? Are we done with Cam Smith, Leroy? Can I officially just give up on him?
It's a way to hide him.
From who? Right? Wide receivers?
I think what I would say is they're trying to hang on to that investment and not just cut bait.
That's that ego thing you were talking about when we were discussing Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders.
I wish they had done this with other players.
Correct.
So
yeah.
We have a lot of players that Chris Greer brought in that were good players that we had to let walk because we couldn't afford them. And I would say that if Chris Greer wanted to show how good of a talent evaluator he was, the way to show that is with the guys that you drafted. So to let those guys walk, it messes with your record. So I would say that he doesn't have an ego, because I know GMs that if they have quality players that they drafted, they keeping those players so they could show you, look at, I can pick talent. He hasn't done that. Yeah. I think it hurt the team. But whether you agree with what he does or not, I think his only goal is to make the team better. It's not to make himself look good. And so he makes decisions regardless of what people are going to think about him that he thinks are best for the team. So I can say that this Cam Smith thing, because of the Christian Wilkins, because of the Robert Hunt, because of the players that he let go that end up going other places and playing well, I would say that he's kind of put that ego aside. So I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt in this situation. I just think that they see talent there and they're trying to give it an opportunity to develop without just cutting bait. But you got to believe if you Cam Smith, buddy, you are on your last life.
Listen, thin ice it couldn't be thinner. Right now he's walking on water. Just a few more updates from that press conference currently going on. Chris Greer is addressing the media. It's his first time addressing the media
since the draft.
Since the draft. So that means even the acquisition of Minkah Fitzpatrick. One of the sentences Omar Kelly tweeted out from Chris Greer's address so far is, honestly, I was shocked. I was very surprised we were able to get him. I know Pittsburgh had liked Ramsey a lot. That was GM on getting Minkah Fitzpatrick. Apparently, he did not expect that when he
started negotiating.
But right. Minka just kind of landed on his lap. And he was like, I guess I'll take this too. Yeah, sure.
Or.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh knows something we don't.
That's true. That is true.
No, I would say this. Sometimes you do something like that because of the salaries and you trying to stay, you know, under the cap. And you might have a young talent coming up that you feel could replace him while you upgrade at another position. So they feel they upgraded at corner. Which one's more important? Maybe we have to go with a second tier safety.
Yeah.
While we upgrade at corner. And so it's kind of like that. Now, it wasn't like Chris Greer went in it saying, I trade you Ramsey for keep in mind, guess what?
Yeah.
For a GM to be honest about that, when he could have really said, you know, yeah, we wanted to get Minkah back, you know.
I mean, let's not also forget we gave him Jonnu Smith too. You know, at a certain point, we gotta get something in return. Damn it.
Well, here's the other deal, and I know I feel the same way about Jonnu Smith. I think he was a game changer. He helped the offense, being that mid-level receiver, like the receiver in the middle of the field that gave Tua that security, right? Yeah. When things up front weren't going well. And so he had a big year. Let's think of it this way. If the offensive line gets better and Tua can look down the field more, does that take numbers away from Jonnu? And if so, do you need to pay for those services when you hope that you're going to use Waddle and Tyreek more because your line's going to protect better? So speaking of, that's kind of what I'm trying to do is like, whether I agree with the moves or not, I'm trying to understand why the moves were made. And I can understand why the moves were made, even if I don't like them. I didn't like the Christian Wilkins. I didn't like the Robert Hunt. But then when you're thinking, did anybody think Robert Hunt was going to make $100 million?
Nah, I'm still
crazy. Right. You see what I'm saying?
That's still crazy.
Right? Christian Wilkins, I'm a little more upset about because you could have signed him a year earlier.
Yeah, for sure. Couple more updates here. The Miami Dolphins plan on re-signing Kendall Lamb as long as he passes his physical today. So that's offensive tackle help.
Well, so he got released by somebody else or he was just out there?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, I don't know the whereabouts. I didn't hear his name all camp. So like, I'm assuming.
Was he here all camp or hurt or just out? That's you know what I mean? Because if they say they plan on re-signing Kendall Lamb, that means that was always an option and they were negotiating.
So I have him here on ESPN.com as listed as a member of the Eagles.
He was
that could be his most recent team potentially.
Right, correct. Maybe he was a free agent after the last year. He signed a 1-year deal. I don't know. Or maybe they released him.
Yeah.
If they released him, though, you still can't sign him for another day.
Yeah, Chris Greer says he plans on being very aggressive during this signing period on the waiver wire. Yeah. So I'm not
sure. Can I? I'm gonna say this.
And be aggressive, man.
For the most part, it almost sounds like I've been defensive, defending Chris Greer, and I'm not.
No.
I'm just, again, trying to, you know, why things are happening, how this got to this point, how we ended up signing this guy or that guy. But I'm going to say this. Being aggressive with the leftovers is not being aggressive. They're available. You can always open up your fridge and get some good leftovers, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so I don't know how much of a difference those guys are going to make. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when you go through the – when all the teams get to their 53-man roster, are you really going to get overly excited about – there'd probably be maybe – I'd say 15 veterans that get cut because of salary, right? Because a young guy comes up. But are you really going to be excited about your team being aggressive in the leftovers?
No. I mean, I guess it depends on how big of a hole you need to fill. Unfortunately, the Miami Dolphins have many holes they need to fill. If you're just like kind of stacking depth, then yeah, it would make sense for you to be aggressive.
Right, but when you say I'm being aggressive, you sound like you're trying to find guys who are gonna play.
Yeah, in we're 2 weeks. Wheeling and dealing, baby. And you're right. Actually in the fridge. Like, what's left over here? I'll go ahead and take,
so, take this. I would say this. Yeah. Leftovers from Prime 112 are better than leftovers from Applebee's.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, Dade South.
Okay.
Where is Prime 112 and the 1,000 guys that just got cut?
It's good. Well, I can tell you that there was someone.
Because guess what? They're your leftovers. Yeah. You ain't going over to your neighbor and saying, ooh, let me get that leftover from Prime, and they're going to cut you.
What about that? What about this? Would you consider this leftover from Prime? Trent Brown, 1-point Super Bowl champion with the Patriots.
Wait, did he play?
He did, but he's old now. He's 32, and he was
cut from the Texans. That's not old. Yeah. What position does he play?
Offensive tackle.
No, that's not old.
I agree that that's not old. Tell that to the NFL, Leroy.
No, they're not. Again, I started this by saying, why did this over 30 thing get, because I'm going to say this, and everybody's going to say, oh, hell, here we go again. Ain't nobody say that about Aaron Rodgers being 40. Huh?
Yeah.
Right? And now what have I been saying? Like, he's forget 40. 30. He's 40. Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, no, Aaron Rodgers, he can get it done. Right? Come on.
You love Aaron Rodgers.
It's not. Look, I don't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I wouldn't say that necessarily.
I have a problem with 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers off of torn Achilles.
Okay.
So, okay. Like, let's go. Aaron can still zing it. Yeah, okay. Listen, if he playing 7-on-7, I agree. But could you imagine Jalen Phillips chasing around 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers?
It's not going to end well for
AAR. Right. So, come on. So, I'll be interested to see who we sign. I would say it'd be some guys. Here's what I would think.
Yeah.
It'd be guys who you are familiar with. So you might hear some names. You might hear some names that you've heard before. Right? And so guys who are familiar with everything. But let's think about this. If your whole goal this year was to be more physical, why would you bring anybody back that was a part of that team that everybody calls Saul?
Very true. Very true. Maybe there's one or two outliers, but yeah. No, why would you bring back that's insanity, right? Doing the same thing and stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to continue to keep an eye on the additions the Miami Dolphins make, as well as stories that will be flying around the league. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with our favorite segment of the first hour.
Poopart asked about Wilkins.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, well, what's up with that? We do have to check in on that. Last we heard. Not if we help our corner situation out, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and go through the day-to-day, find out what celebrities are celebrating a birthday and what national day we're supposed to be celebrating. Brittany, get ready. It's going to get crazy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy Frog Boy holding things down. We got Leroy with us. We got Brittany on the producer side today. How are you today, Brittany?
I'm good. Tired, but I'm good.
Jeez, wrap it up.
Oh, okay, sorry. I know no one wants to hear from me.
Well, we will be hearing from you later as we determine whether or not you're a big, fat, bold face, no good, dirty, pig stealing, whatever else they said in the Holds movie. Liar, as we will determine why you always lying.
Pretty good. I'm a pretty good liar. I've been pretty so good. Far I've so good. You guys.
No, really, so far so good. And you double down, you triple down, and it usually has us all shook. But let's go ahead and give you some truth for the moment, as today is August 27th, and that means we got some celebrity birthdays to announce for our day today segment here. I'm going to go ahead and go through the names, and you tell me if you're familiar with the individual.
Okay.
Rod Wave.
Of course, yeah.
Rod Wave, 27 years old. Now, that's something you and I may know. I'm interested to know if Leroy
is. Leroy knows who Rod Wave is.
Leroy has a good musical taste, so I think he does.
He pulls out people's names sometimes that have me like, how do you even know who this person is?
Oh, for sure. He knows things, but sometimes it's a car commercial, so don't get too impressed.
What happened now?
Leroy, you know who Rod Wave is?
No.
All right. We're surprised by that.
I'm surprised by that.
Rod Wave is a soulful hip-hop artist. 27 years old today. What about Aaron Paul, best known for his role in Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I know Aaron Paul.
Nope, I have no idea who that is.
No, did you see Breaking Bad before?
Nope.
Me either. I mean, everyone's like, it's the best show on television.
I hate when people tell me like to watch something over and over. It makes me not want to watch it.
Hey, same. Check this out. Brittany,
totally same.
I was the same way with Game of Thrones.
That's
true. I was so tired.
That's a good show.
Because here's part of the problem I have with Game of Thrones. I have gotten into Netflix where they released the whole damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch the whole season as quick as your little mind will accept it. Okay? And then Game of Thrones came out and they did the weekly thing. And that bothered me. So I never got invested in it. Then, after already telling them who's going to be the king, right? Because you know they were going to pick the guy in the wheelchair. After that.
Spoiler alert.
I was going to say, with things
really, you spoiled it for everyone.
It's 5 years ago.
There it goes.
Without ever even seeing an episode. Then truthfully, COVID though, hit.
Yeah.
When COVID hit, I watched all the seasons in like 2 weeks.
Which is at least 100 hours of television.
Oh, yeah. I was killing it. So that's how I got into it. And then I got into
the dragon stuff. Yeah. Don't even get me started on that crap. I can't even remember.
It's too much. Like I genuinely can't.
Solana just texted us. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
If you start, you won't stop.
It's too long. Like, my dad everyone's tried to convince me to watch it. It's just not my wheelhouse.
It does start slow.
In all of the years of Game of Thrones,
Yeah.
All the seasons of Game of Thrones, there's probably 4 or 5 episodes where you'll say, damn, that was a waste of time. But everything else, you want to keep watching.
The same problem that I have with Game of Thrones is the same problem I have with Breaking Bad, is everybody's like, you need to watch it, it's so good. And then they're like, the ending, though, is the worst. Why do I want to watch, why do I want to watch something that you don't even like the ending of?
The ending so for, was so the Sopranos was terrible.
No, it was not. It was genius.
Oh, okay. Now we know.
Oh, there we go.
It was genius. What are you talking about?
All right. What about Pee Wee Herman? R.I.P. died in 2023, but today would be his birthday. Paul Rubens. Never seen a Pee Wee Herman thing. I just know him from like American pop culture.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I've ever seen.
Well, he got into a little bit of trouble.
I heard some stuff, and I was like, I think I'm gonna avoid this guy.
Yeah, and everybody know the Pee Wee Herman dance. That's it. Pee Wee Herman.
What about this? If I start these lyrics, you should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything.
Neo.
Close.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Wait, hold on. I have to, like, Mario.
Mario.
There you go.
Mario. I had to, like, sing it.
You know, Mario was, he was in, what's that dance?
Step Up.
Step Up.
Honestly, I'm really impressed that you know that.
Yeah. Oh no. That's let me tell you something. I got the Step Up soundtrack in my.
I love Step Up.
Yeah, because didn't he marry the girl that he starred with?
Are you serious?
Maybe I don't know. I didn't follow his life. Yeah. He's 39 today, though.
No, not Mario. I'm talking about
Channing Tatum and yes, they did get married. Star of the,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not together anymore, but yes.
Well, I thought that was Save the Last Dance. What were we talking about here?
Nope,
that's Save the Last Dance was with dude that was also, he was also in Barbershop. Remember the black dude that went and worked for the politician in Barbershop 2?
Was it the dreamy guy with the light eyes?
No, that was the guy with the scar on his face. Yeah, the scar, remember?
I don't know her name, but she was in 10 Things I Hate About You. I know that.
Yeah.
Emma.
She was also in with what's the movie they made like four of them with
Hunger Games.
No, not Hunger Games. Born Identity. She was also in that.
That's true.
She was in Born Identity. Also.
I'm not gonna lie to you. She pissed me off for an entire season in Dexter as well. I was over it. But Savannah James, the Queen. LeBron's wife turns 39 today. This is a name that you don't know, but you may have seen the show. Sarah Chalk turns 49. You're only going to know her from Scrubs. She was a blonde girl in Scrubs.
I watched a little bit of Scrubs. I was more of a house guy.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
Nope.
So what about this guy? We've all seen this guy before. Caesar Milan, Dog Whisperer.
No.
What? You guys have never seen the Dog Whisperer where he... Well, you know what? Actually, I haven't either. I just saw the South Park episode where they imitated the Dog Whisperer.
I've never heard of that in a day in my life.
Tom Ford. You guys know who Tom Ford is?
Of
or
course.
Are you
I know who Tom Ford
oh,
is.
Oh, you know who Tom Ford is. I actually don't.
Isn't that the clothing guy?
Yeah, Jay-Z released a song called Tom Ford, and that's the only reason why I know who Tom Ford is.
Oh, okay. Well, he's like one of the most prominent male... Like he makes, icon. He's a fashion icon. Yeah.
I went in his store once and I got free champagne. That's very nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, because that's about all you could afford. And I'm saying
and
that
it's free. It's complimentary.
For sure. Hey. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mace. This is the last birthday I'll give you guys.
Who?
Mace turns.
Mace. Ooh, man, he came out hot, but then he found Jesus and he left. And then he tried to come back and it wasn't the same.
I don't know who that
is. Musically, he's not doing well, but you may recognize him, Brittany. He has a podcast now with Cameron. And if you don't know any of those people, who cares?
Nope, I don't.
All right. Well, your life's going to be totally fine either way because it is a wonderful national day for you to celebrate.
Hold on.
What happened?
Tobin is a hot dog whisperer.
That's for you. We got to remember that for when he comes back.
Shout out to Mace. He found the truth.
Yeah. on the way out, because we're up against it right here, not many great national days for you to celebrate. Usually we have a long list of cool things. Today is National Pots de Creme Day, which is very stupid. It looks like people celebrate creme brulees. I don't get it. It is also National Peach Day, so make sure you eat your peaches or send that emoji to that special someone with a little junk in the trunk. and National Just Because Day, which seems like it's damn near every day of my life. And you want to know why? Just because. With that being said, let's go ahead and get to break. Hour two when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.